Hello again. Welcome to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. Let's be thankful for another day of life, another gift from the Lord. And as we spoke last time, we need to seek for the things that are eternal, the things that are of the Lord. And we went over what King Solomon had written about all the things that he had endeavored to have and found that they were all vanity, or all that they all passed away. And it's nothing that he could take with him. But so today I would like to read the chapter or parts of a chapter here in Colossians. It's chapter 3, and I think it's a very good it's a good instruction for us on seeking the things that pleases the Lord, and that also that will give us something that is eternal life. So I'll just go ahead and read it, and maybe I'll comment on a few of the verses. But yes, it starts right out in verse 1. It says, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God." So being risen with Christ means, are you born again? If you are born again, if you have died and risen again spiritually through Christ, it says, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. And affection, when you have affection for someone, you love them, your children or your thing. Mostly when we talk about love, we talk about, you know, loving our wives or our children, our fellow being. But some people even love their things, and so that is why it says you should set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. You don't want to love the things of the earth, because they don't last. They all rot and pass away. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. So that's beautiful. We have died, but we have risen with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. Mortify means to do away with, to kill, to remove. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. So for all these things that it mentioned that we should put away, it says that those things cause the wrath of God to come upon those that are disobedient. In the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. So he's referring back, reminding us of what we came out of, that at one time we had lived in those things, but not anymore, not if you're born again. It says, but now he also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. So all those previous things that he mentioned were things that a lot of people, perhaps even in the world that are not Christians, would not do some of those things. But then he goes on to say even more so for us Christians to put away even these things that God just read. And then it continues, says, lying not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. So when people put on the new man and are renewed, then we don't have any difference. There's whether we come from different cultures or whatever backgrounds we come from, now we're all in Christ. And it says in verse 12, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. So to put on, like you would put your clothing on, you have it on, it covers you. So it says, put these on. You put on bowels of mercies, be merciful, kindness, be humble of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. So to forbear with one another, to be long-suffering, to forgive each other, because we have been forgiven a lot. So we don't want to be unforgiving, because if we remember what all we have been forgiven, then we would easily forgive our brother if he offends us or hurts us, or and they ask you for forgiveness. It says, and above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body. Be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. And then he goes on to give tell the wives and the husbands, children, fathers. It says that wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service, as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Jesus, Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. So, yeah, so that is what I would like just to leave everyone with today, is that this is what we strive for. We don't strive for those things in the world that give pleasure for a moment, that people have pleasure for this life, but then nothing afterwards. But these instructions give us what we need to have joy and peace for eternity. And it's, I like the way it says, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, not unto men. So when even in our work, if we work for somebody else, we won't be complaining, or we'll happily do our work, because we're not only doing it to this person, but we're doing it for the Lord. We want to be a witness and a shining example of the love of Christ, which is shines through each child of God. So I just would like to leave us with that for today, and may you have victory in your life, and to overcome, if any of these things are in there still, to overcome them all, and to be bonded with Christ in perfectness, and let's have charity for each other. God bless.